The enrollment period for obtaining health insurance through the Affordable Care Act on the Illinois exchanges begins November 1st. This time around, the Trump administration has cut the enrollment period in half to 6 weeks. The administration has also cut out consumer assistance. Still, Central Illinois is in better shape than some states. It still has three major insurers, Health Alliance, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, and Humana, that are willing to provide coverage. Many people will be turning to private insurance agents like Pamela Deaton for help. Deaton works for Health Markets in Bloomington. In this conversation with GLT's Judy Valente, Deaton clarifies some of the confusion about what might happen with insurance choice and premium costs. She says the sign-up process this time might prove daunting.
The process is still the same, and the process is going to stay the same. However, because of what's going on over in Congress right now, people are afraid and confused and red flags are going up.
Okay, someone wants to buy health insurance who maybe didn't have it last year or even did have it last year and wants to see what else is out there. What's step one for that person?
Well, step one is, unfortunately, we have to wait till the open enrollment period, which is November 1st, the day that they'll release the rates for next year and the plans available. And we have until December 15th to get that done.
So if somebody calls you today and says, Pamela, I need help. I want to buy insurance. I don't know what to do. What can you do for them?
Well, today I can still help them. If they have a special enrollment period, if they just lost coverage, if they moved, if they had a child, et cetera, they can actually go on the exchange today and buy. If it's in an open enrollment situation, they do have to wait, unfortunately, till November 1st.
A lot has been made of the fact that the Trump administration has cut funding for advertising what's out there. For example, the McLean County Health Department used to have a person to help people. There's no longer funding for that. The call-in, the phone line that you can call in for the federal government is not going to be up and running most of Sundays when people might be looking for something. How do you think that's going to affect people?
It's going to be hard. They've cut down the time that we can get on the exchange and register for next year. Last year, we had at least until the end of January.
You had about 12 weeks.
Yeah. So.
And you have about, 6 now.
Correct.
Six weeks.
And the website still breaks down quite a bit. The best thing that I would say is to find an agent like myself, who, again, we can't charge, so we're free of service, and to sit down with us either face-to-face or call somebody local instead of calling an 800 number and relying on that type of service, unfortunately.
Well, it seems that what the Trump administration is doing now is gearing people toward private insurance agents with their questions as opposed to going to some publicly funded agency like the health department, the McLean County Health Department. Some people might be reluctant to go to a private insurance agent because they feel that you'll sell me some product because you get a commission. It might not be the best product for me. What would you say to that?
I can only speak for myself. And when you become a licensed insurance producer, you have to sign contracts with moral and ethical behavior. You actually have to take an ethics course. So we really are not allowed to do that. You have to gear the enrollee towards a plan that is best for them and not that's best for you. The difference between myself and maybe a public-funded employee, I would say, is I'm licensed and trained in the products that are available, so I can actually talk in more depth than they can legally. They can only regurgitate what's on the screen in black and white. So I can get into the nuts and bolts of a plan. There's limitations that they have. That's my only job and duty, is to know the plans inside and out, know the networks, figure out, you know, if you have cancer treatment, in the middle of cancer treatment, we want to make sure that where you're going for your treatments is going to continue. We don't want to have to change your networks and things like that. That's really important.
There seems to be a sense of chaos out there or uncertainty about what's going to happen. What can you tell people is the actual situation?
One of the things that people are concerned about is the CSR, the cost sharing reduction. So there's a rule change, basically. The Trump administration cut funding for CSR, which is the cost share reduction. But he only cut the funding for the insurance companies themselves, not the consumer. So the consumer it's business as usual. So the consumer will still get a tax credit if they deserve it for their premiums, and they will still get subsidy for their deductibles and out-of-pockets as usual if they get that. That money has not changed. What has changed is that the Trump administration is no longer going to fund the insurance companies like they were before. However, that was part of healthcare reform when it went into place. All the insurance companies had a certain period of time where they were going to collect subsidies for the insurance, not for the consumer, but for their actual, let's just say Blue Cross Blue Shield gets $1 million a year from the federal government subsidy for themselves. It was the transition period. He cut that funding. But Blue Cross Blue Shield still has to follow the laws of healthcare reform. So there will still be tax credits for the consumer and subsidies for the deductibles.
Pamela Deaton is a licensed insurance broker in downtown Bloomington. She spoke with GLT's Judy Valente.